Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and I'm happy to say I've got in the studio Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got an arts weekend coming up in Labour Weekend, which is actually kind of, what's it, 4 weeks away or something, 3 or 4 weeks away.
Yes.
But the preview exhibition is starting really soon, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually opening tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
And so that's always traditionally been an exclusive opening for the artist friends and family and clients.
So how many artists have you got?
This year we've actually got over 65.
So you can fit anyone else in anyway.
You'll be surprised. But we've managed to get them in the same amount of studios as last year, which is awesome. So we've grown the event,
yes,
but we've still kept it manageable.
So. Okay, because you've got the new Hatch.
Yes.
This year,
the way that we have grown it is through Starting the Hatch, which is our emerging artists exhibition. So we've got 16 new artists as part of a group exhibition, which is going to be over the town hall.
Yes.
And then we've got a couple of other groups as well. So,
okay.
Yeah,
Are you having groups at the old school? That has happened some years.
We've got the Raglan Community Clay Shirt. Which was amazing last year. I was pretty blown away by the work that came out of that, and it was heaving. There were lots of people in there.
Yeah, it's pretty lively, the clay in this town. People love their clay.
Yeah.
So lots of clay artists. So, okay, so the preview exhibition.
And we've got Yanev as well. Yanev Johnson, in there too. Yeah.
Okay. So the preview exhibition, what does that actually consist of? Is there something from every artist in that?
Yeah, it's, well, it's there's going to be probably about 84 artworks, and there's almost two exhibitions in one. So each artist has to develop a showcase piece specifically for the Arts Weekend, and then they also donate a 300 by 300, and I think that's the thing that gets the excitement and the buzz going, because those pieces are all sold for $200. So some of them are quite a steal.
Even for some of the artists who are very well known and charge quite a bit.
Absolutely. You could pick up a really nice piece.
Are all the artists happy about this? I have to do this square foot piece of art?
I think there's a bit of a mixed view. You know, some of them I feel quite challenged to produce a piece of work in that format.
Yeah.
You know, so we get quite a few questions beforehand in terms of actually producing that piece, but the process, I think, is really good for them. So
yeah, I think it's a good challenge as an artist.
To
do something like that. For some, it'll be perfectly natural, I guess. But
absolutely, and it's quite easy to do that format for specific media. But others find it quite challenging, and then afterwards say that was a really good process to go through, and they really enjoyed it. So
for the easy for the painters, but a sculptor.
Well, that's got to be 300 by 300 or less.
Well, 300 by 300 by 300.
By 300, sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
A cubic foot.
Cubic, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So the exhibition, you said the opening night's Thursday night, but open to the public on Friday.
If you know an artist.
They might take you along.
Yeah, you get in touch with them and see if you can come along. But we do like to keep that as a sort of kickoff for the artists and their friends and families. It's open for everyone, 10 a.m. On Friday.
And everything is for sale.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And actually, we really would love people to buy, because that's how we make our money to run the Raglan Arts Weekend. That's one of the main fundraisers for the event.
Right.
Because we are not for profit.
Yeah.
But we need to get money to run the event, which costs around 40 grand to run.
Really? My eyes have gone wide here, folks.
I know,
you can't see me.
People are very surprised to hear that, but there are a lot of elements now.
But there's 60-something artists, and you're holding the booklet in front of you, which
there's
a lot of information in it. And I know I deal with information on a daily basis. Getting it all right means you've got to take your time.
Absolutely. And also, that's just one of the marketing materials. You know, we have a website, which is e-commerce enabled so in the future we might be able to sell art through the website.
Yeah.
You know, we've got signage. We've got MailChimp and marketing materials. You know, we've got huge PR campaign behind this. So,
do you advertise outside of Raglan?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually get, there's a lot of visitors from the Waikato, but last year we had a lot from Wellington. There's always a lot from Whangarei.
Wow.
I think part of that could be the marketing. So randomly, my family lives in Whangarei, so I'm always dropping off loads of brochures there.
Oh, okay. they got out around town.
Yeah. No, but they're across the North Island, there are a lot of visitors, so from lots of different towns. So, yeah, and we do. We print 6,000 to 7,000 brochures every year, and I would say probably about 4,000 of those are distributed around the North Island. So,
okay,
yeah. It's well, up definitely. There. Lots from the Coromandel.
Are you going to leave that one in the studio for us?
I can do, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So people can talk about it. DJs who want to talk about what's going on can talk about it.
We actually have a lot this year. Last year was tough because we had one set of brochures to run us over 2 years because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Has it been just easier this year?
Well,
smoother?
It's been easier in terms of, no external hiccups, but we've added so many elements in 1 year.
Okay, so you've made it hard on yourself.
Made it harder, but more fun. Yeah, I felt like what we do every year is we get feedback from the artists how they thought the event went. And a couple of them said, it would be nice if we could add in some kind of cocktail element. And I thought, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So we've developed that into a mechanic now. So
that's a cocktail evening event happening.
Yes.
Is this for the artists?
No, this is open for the public. So the vision for the arts weekend is to take it beyond the little raw weekend of the open studio event and have it a bit more immersive. So workshops and, talks and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Like this is your long-term vision.
Yes, this is the long-term vision. So we're starting to do that this year. So it's broken out of the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We've got the Hatch opening on the Friday night, which is the emerging artists opening in the town hall.
Yep.
And then on the Thursday, we've got the opening cocktail night. And also just before that, we have a bus tour for the artists. So,
okay, the bus is for the artists, so they can see what the other artists are doing.
That's absolutely right. And that's also feedback from artists saying they feel like they're stuck in their studio and they don't get to see what others are doing.
That's like we do with the station here. Like tonight, we're trying to get as many of the DJs together as possible so they can meet each other, because they never meet each other because they're all in here by themselves.
That's so
They only meet me. So, and there
that's
might
not
be other
bad.
Well, no, but there might be better people that they enjoy to chat to. So that sort of it's just fun, social, and a bit of networking, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that's really important for them to have a space where they can meet each other and learn from each other. So we're actually going around to see 6 or 7 other studios, and then we're going to end at the cocktail event at Rocket.
Right.
So, just a little bit about that. That's made possible this year by Bailey's Real Estate. We've been working with Mark Frost, and we wouldn't have been able to do that without a bit more of a longer term partnership from him. So,
I can say he's committed for a few years.
Yeah, so that's cool. So,
have you got other sponsors that do you now have to mention all your sponsors now that we've mentioned one?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It's actually, we've changed the way we're doing things. So, it's getting harder to get grants because they want to fund new initiatives and they've got the same pots of money and they are very competitive now. So we're still getting grant money, but we need to look at a more sustainable business model.
Yeah.
So this year we evolved into partnerships, like branded partnerships. So there's 4 pillars actually. There's Connect, Grow, Inspire, Ignite. And Connect is Bailey's.
Yeah.
Grow is Rangatahi, who's a major sponsor of ours.
Yeah.
They've been really good and helpful as well. We've got Inspire, which is the Chartwell Trust, and Ignite, which is Tony Sly. So and Chartwell and Tony have been around for a while now.
What's the Chartwell Trust? Is that just a philanthropic trust?
It used to be one of the biggest art collections in the Waikato.
Oh, okay.
And was moved to Auckland. But it's Rob and Sue Gardner. I don't know if you know them. They have history in Raglan. But they're it's a really, really top art trust and collection.
Right.
So we're very, very lucky to have their name against our brand.
That might give a bit of credibility in the eyes of art lovers.
Absolutely.
Around art aficionados around the place.
If you're in the art world, you will know them. So, it's a very credible name, a very credible partner, which we're really happy about. Elsa Lai put us onto them.
Right.
She's back in the Arts Weekend this year. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, let's talk about we're not going to go through all 42, but you've got, how many new artists have you got that's new to the Arts Weekend?
We've got, I would say, 40 new artists, but only 15 new studios. New this year.
Okay.
So, and that's because certain artists are in groups.
Yeah, and like the Hatch here in the Town Hall.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. That's 16.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And are they in all kind of forms of art, like painting, sculpture, and what else is there?
Yeah, so there's the traditional media and photography, clay. And then there's some really interesting, there's sculpture, and that's sculpture in wood, as well as, you know, we've got Richard with his like geodesic and organic sculpture.
Richard Page.
Yes, out of basalt rock. There's some really interesting media this year. Shorty Dubs. So
yes.
Brad's work is sort of a mix between, it's graffiti, but it's hard to explain. I mean, if you look on his Instagram, he's got over 10,000 followers, and he does some wicked videos on how his works, his pieces come together.
So it's kind of what you'd call a graffiti style.
Yeah, so he fuses street and pop art together in this. It's quite an urban feel to his artworks. I love them. I think
so. Even
really
though
cool.
he's here in Raglan, like a lot of people, a lot of artists in Raglan are like inspired by the landscape and the sea and the mountain and all that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that kind of art, but his is
His is different.
Cool.
It's a sort of an urban storytelling.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would definitely check him out. We've got a bit more bespoke sort of designer jewelry this year. So
okay.
Kim Mortensen is in again this year. I think she was part of the Arts Weekend a while back before my time. We've got Lisa from Labour of Wild, who's, you know, the bespoke hat maker.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a cool little collective to go and visit. That's Lisa. And then there's Sarah Steed with her designer jewelry. And then there's Fleur from Studio O, and they're going to be at the hut in Rangatahi. So yeah, that's nice to go and visit them and like have a little coffee and a toasted sandwich from the hut.
Yeah,
get away from the masses for a while. Just trying to think of the
Let's mention just how far and wide the artists are. Like there's a lot based in town, heading out to Whale Bay. Any other further places around Tomato Way or anywhere?
Yeah, the Tomato guys are always good. So this year we've got Tessa Skirman and we've got Roger from Ministry of Wood. And I would really recommend visiting them, especially for people coming into Raglan, stopping off at those two. They're just such cool spaces because they're out in the country. They're a bit bigger. You know, got these amazing surroundings. So, they were some of the firm favorites last year. So that's on the one side, and on the other side, we've got Miranda in Whale Bay.
And
I'd say those are the two furthest points. But actually, the majority of artists are around town. A bit closer to the Arts Weekend, if you check out our Instagram and our Facebook, we give suggested routes on your way in,
going towards
the wharf, in town, you know. Out towards Whale Bay, like over the bridge, basically. We give little routes and suggest who to go and visit. So that's quite useful if you're getting overwhelmed by looking at the map.
Trying to plan a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 65 artists. Well, how many locations?
So it's 42 studios.
42 locations.
But actually that's a really good point, which is why I really recommend you come to the preview exhibition, because you get a snapshot. You've got two artworks per artist or per studio location, and it gives you a really good feel for what kind of art is out there and who you potentially want to go and see. So...
And that's going to stay up from now through till
the end.
And it's till the end.
Yes.
Even though I like the creative market will be coming through in its usual date, but it'll still be there.
Yes.
So it's probably when a lot of people, locals, will see it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We always get really good numbers. Specifically, Thursday night, Friday is really good because people want to get in there and buy stuff.
Okay, so that's this Thursday night, the 28th.
Yes.
And Friday, the 29th.
That's right.
Yes. Your diary, art lovers.
Yeah. and closer towards the Arts Weekend, we get a flurry of visitors coming again, presumably to plan their tours.
Right.
To see what's there.
See, I'm not what someone you'd describe as an art lover, certainly not an art buyer. So it's a little bit foreign to me, but I can see that there's a proportion of our population out there who live for this.
Oh, absolutely. This is like a calendar event, and the Arts Weekend as well. I can really see how it's growing by the number of just, I call them, you know, just random extras that are asking me questions, people from outside of Raglan,
right,
you know, tour operators and things like that, which is pretty cool. Mm. Asking for suggestions on who to go and visit because they're putting together little itineraries. You know, people bringing like small groups of 5-6 people around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's definitely growing.
Yeah. So, folks, we're talking to Nikki about the Raglan Arts Weekend, but the preview exhibition is starting this Thursday, Friday. So we've got the kind of private artist opening night themselves Thursday night, and then doors are open from 10, I guess, on Friday.
That's right.
If you want to bust your way in early.
Yes.
But that'll be running through to the Arts Weekend, all the way through the Arts Weekend.
Yep. Yeah. 10, it's daily, so it's open on the weekends as well, 10 to 2.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, daily. Okay.
Yes.
And people can find, you're holding a brochure. Do you call it a brochure? What do you call it?
Yes, it's a brochure. It started as a map. And it's now turned into the Raglan Arts Guide. And in the future, we're going to have much more in here.
Right.
Not just the Arts Weekend, which is where it predominantly sits. We're going to have lots of other things about art in Raglan.
So if people want to find one of those,
yep,
where do they look?
Actually, most of the shops and restaurants in town have them. But if they've run out, you can get one at the iHub or at the Old School.
Okay.
And the whole brochure is downloadable from our website as well.
So it's the Raglan Arts Centre?
The website's raglanartsweekend.nz.
Of course, that's probably been up for a few years, not relying on the old school one.
Yeah, well, you can find it through there too, under the same umbrella.
Facebook and Instagram?
Yes, both Facebook and Instagram. I think that's it, and my phone number.
You want to put your phone number out, or you just, people can... Do you do that?
I'm happy. If you go onto the website, my phone number's on there.
Anyway,
check it out. There's lots of ways to get hold of me. So,
And if people know the Old School is the main contact point anyway.
Exactly.
So,
it's an Old School event.
All right. Well, it sounds like hopefully, I know it's going to go easier than the previous one, because you used to come in for interviews during COVID. And like, we're going to do it now. And there's like, no, we're not. We'll do it this date. No, we're not.
Oh, it was so hard, eh?
Yeah. But it did happen last year, and now we're hopefully back to situation normal.
No more tears.
For those who don't know, Nikki's one of the few people I've made cry on the radio. But
I'm quite proud of that.
COVID. I don't think I've made anyone else cry recently, but
it's going to be a flurry of emails now.
What are you doing to your audience, to your listeners, to your guests?
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, Nikki, thanks for coming in.